You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we are going to talk about a very important topic, chiropractic and outdoor adventures, preparing your body for hiking and camping. Hi, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
Hey, I'm really well, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. So let's get started. Now, the uneven ground and loose rocks on hiking trails can cause sprained ankles, trips, and falls. How can chiropractic care help the body develop good balance and flexibility to face these obstacles without injury?
Yeah, great question, Liz. And it's all built around how well your body can deal with stimulus. So stimulus is basically walking on loose rocks and uneven ground. Things of that nature. So within the body, you have little things called mechanoreceptors. Essentially, they pick up on movement. So obviously, for example, you know, our patient base is typically corporate America. If we're really sedentary in our lifestyle, then that typically means that we're not moving much. So if we're not moving much, the mechanoreceptors within joints that pick up on sensory stimulation essentially don't work as well. So when you come to see a chiropractor, your spine and the joints, so it could be hip, knee, foot and ankle, essentially get adjusted. When you're getting adjusted, it stimulates mechanoreceptors in the spine and the joints. So it essentially activates them. So this allows you to kind of develop that kind of sensory response to obviously dealing with, you know, walking on an uneven trail. And obviously, the better you are at dealing with stimulus, the better you are at kind of staying on your feet, mitigating trips and falls. Also, too, you know, if you go to a chiropractic office, every chiropractic practice differently, talking how we practice, we're involving specific stability exercises of the lower extremity as part of our care plans. You know, majority of people, for example, number one disability, cause disability in America is low back pain. So in treating low back, you're not just physically treating the low back, you're obviously treating it with adjustment, soft tissue therapy, traction, but you're also supplementing that with a lot of rehab. So that involves diaphragmatic breathing. The diaphragm's really important to control pelvic floor and core. Obviously your core is going to be involved in balance. So it's not just coming from the ankle, it's going to be coming from those core muscles. So as you go through a program that we essentially deliver, and you're working on those foundational muscles in the core and the obliques, so when you're out walking, you're going to have more stability in your trunk. It's going to give you more stability down into the lower extremity. So the more stable you are through being able to deal with the stimulus and or the ability to physically stabilize your body, it's obviously going to, you know, be able to allow you to exercise, if that's hiking, trail running, mountaineering, with obviously a reduced risk of injury.
Okay. And hiking sometimes involves some steep climbs. Can chiropractic care help improve the strength and agility required to tackle some tough hikes?
Yeah, I think it absolutely can. It's all going to be based around what the patient wants and needs. So we have many a patient who comes into the clinic and their goal is to be athletically able. So get out of pain so I can go on hikes and bike rides and enjoy the summer. So it all depends on a case-by-case basis. If you break down strength, what is strength for? You need cardiovascular strength, cardiovascular strength is going to allow you to have the aerobic capacity to hike up steep hills an elevation. But then what controls your breathing is your diaphragm, or what controls your diaphragm is the third, fourth, fifth nerve in your neck. So obviously if you've got poor neck health and you've got poor diaphragmatic control, then you're not going to be able to handle a really arduous aerobic hike up a steep hill at elevation compared to someone who obviously has better neck health and better diaphragmatic control. So chiropractic can specifically help with that. And in regards to the agility, back into our last question, you know, agility is part of obviously our ability to kind of move and balance and be nimble. Well, obviously, if we're in pain and we have dysfunction in the low back, the pelvis, that can trickle down into what we call the kinetic chain, so that's the hip, knee, foot, and ankle. And obviously, if you're not functioning well there, limited range of motion, inactive muscle balance, then those things are going to be a lot harder. So again, every chiropractor is different. In our clinic, you know, we're kind of, we call it 360 degrees of wellness in regards to our approach. So we want to get your spine in alignment. We want it to move well. We want the tissue to be healthy. We want the muscle to be balanced, and then obviously be fit and able. So yeah, someone who's under chiropractic care, I would like to think is going to have the ability to perform at a higher level that someone isn't, particularly when you're talking about that arduous type of exercise.
Okay. Now, setting up a campsite involves a lot of lifting, twisting, and using different muscles you don't use every day. How can a chiropractor help prepare the body for these types of movements to avoid pain and injury?
Yeah, great question. So it's all about your mechanics, really, right? If obviously we're bending and we're lifting and we're twisting, how are we doing it? So we educate our patients as they come through the office of how they should be sitting at work, how they should be standing at work, and then essentially how they should be functioning in the gym. So that's proper mechanics of how to bend and lift without causing injury. Again, every chiropractor is different. However, you know, for example, you know, if you're bending and lifting and twisting, the consequence of that can be low back pain. You know, you're shoveling snow, or like you said, you're out in at a campsite. So obviously you need the low back and the pelvis to be healthy. So what's healthy? Well, it's the spine that moves well. It needs to have full range of motion as a prerequisite for a healthy joint. So get the spine adjusted. It needs to be loaded well. That comes from the alignment. So obviously you can get the spine in alignment through corrective traction. That's going to allow good weight distribution. We obviously need healthy muscle balance or health, so it allows things to move freely. So that's when we're going to be doing a lot of soft tissue therapy within the office, breaking down muscle tensions like gluing a muscle. And then lastly, we need to move with stability. So then you need hamstrings that are engaged, glutes that are engaged, core muscles that are engaged. And then obviously following that up with good mechanics, bending at the knee, not from the hip. When you're bending, it's a hinge, not a hip. So yeah, if you're going through a correct care plan in our office, we're going to be addressing all those key points. And obviously, if you follow through on your treatment plan and then all the education advice that we give you as you go through the program, then there's absolutely no reason why you should be breaking down when you're out laying down your campsite.
Okay. And now sleeping in a tent is quite different than in your own bed. So how can chiropractic care help prepare you for a decent night's sleep in a tent?
Yeah, great question. I think sleep comes from us being able to tap into what we call the parasympathetic nervous system. So that's when we go to sleep, and it's kind of called rest and digest. So eyes enter rapid eye movement and the body just gets to regenerate. When you're chronically stressed, so stress manifests in three forms, right? It can be traumas, so car accidents, micro traumas, being pinned to your desk. You know, it can be stress that's in your environment, so work deadlines, family grievances, you know, and then it's modern day America, the average patient is overly medicated, possibly poor dietary habits. This puts us in a stress state, which is a sympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic nervous system is not flight or flight response, so it's like you getting rear-ended on the freeway. So when we're trying to sleep, we need to be able to enter the parasympathetic nervous system to get that deep sleep and rest and regenerate. So obviously sleeping under the stars in the wildlife is going to help just put you in that kind of place. But obviously a spine that's in alignment, it's moving well, it's not under stress from poor posture or poor joint mechanics, is going to allow us to sleep better. And then again, leaning into our patient education, it's a really, really common question we get asked, Liz, is how should I sleep? How do I sleep? So we take our patients through how to sleep. Don't sleep on your front. Put your back in extension. It creates rotation in the neck. Let's sleep on the side or on your back. If you're sleeping on your side and the back, this is how we sleep. Good neck posture, good low back posture. We educate all our patients on that. So that's a key piece to, obviously, when we're done with treatment, keeping them out of our office so that continue to be proactive. So anyone who's under chiropractic care, I'd say a good number of them ask their chiropractor, how do I sleep? Well, if you've been educated on how to sleep, then that should fall through in how you sleep in the tent. So you should be able to get a good night's rest.
All right. And now lastly, what is a typical chiropractic care treatment plan like for someone who wants to improve their spine health in order to be active and pain-free in outdoor adventures?
Yeah, great question. And the beauty chiropractic, it's essentially an art form. I'd say a negative effect per se would be how it's practiced. And take that in regards to, you could see five different chiropractors and each chiropractor would have a different approach to healthcare. It's all come back to the premise of being holistic, no drugs, no surgery, an inside out approach. We're not putting things in our body to fix something inside. We're fixing the internal dysfunction to get where we need to get to. So that's the kind of mantra of chiropractic. But then how you can practice however you like. So each chiropractor is different. However, in our practice, that's exactly what I want to achieve, is essentially objective long-term results, which comes from a healthy spine. How's your spine? How's your nervous system? Nervous system controls everything the body does, right? Feeling, function. So what do we need? We need good joint function, joints that move well. Obviously, when the joint moves, it creates stimulation of discs. Discs stay nice and healthy and hydrated. It fires up those mechanoreceptors so the joint can pick up on movement. We need a spine that's in alignment. So if you're out of alignment, we need to get it in alignment. That comes through our chiropractic biophysics protocol, where we're tractioning the spine. It's going to create objectivity and long-term results. And then obviously we need healthy muscle tissue. So we have postural changes, previous injury. It can create weak and flexible muscle tissue. So in our programs, we're addressing that with myofascial work. And also too, to be pain-free outdoors, well, you need a spine that moves while it's in alignment with healthy muscles, which can allow you to do that. But then you need balanced muscle strength. So again, you're going through orthopedic exams and neurological exams and movement assessments to figure out where the dysfunction is coming from. And then obviously from there, you can rehab those muscle groups that aren't doing their job due to compensation, injury, corporate posture, for example. Again, we're built to move. When we don't move, big muscles switch off. So then when we go from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and then we get outside and go hiking and moving, if things aren't engaging and activating properly, then that's going to create dysfunction, which essentially over time is going to break us down. So our approach is a four-pronged approach, and we get great results and we can offer objective improvement. So any of the above is going to help. If you do them all together, that's best results.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for all of your time and your help today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Liz.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.